Your Raise the Roof game highlights are brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects, is the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing is celebrating 90 years of quality, integrity, and customer care serving Chicagoland. Well, the Wildcats meeting Penn State here, starting out with the football, but first drive didn't get going. They were forced to punt, and Luke Akers' punt was blocked and recovered by Penn State. It actually went out of bounds at the Northwestern 31. So that's where Penn State took over for their first possession of the game. But as quarterback Drew Aller threw to the end zone, he was intercepted by the Wildcats' Ore Odai, who returned it out to the Northwestern 33-yard line. And that's where the Cats got a drive going. 58 yards in 12 plays, and they capped it with a field goal. Olsen to put the Cats in front here in State College. They wait the snap. Here it is. Placement made. Kick by Olsen all the way. Plenty of distance. It is good. And the Wildcats score first here in State College. 2:51 to go in the first quarter. The Cats take a 3-0 lead on the Penn State Nittany Lions. Penn State took the ensuing kickoff and was penalized on the kickoff around sportsmanlike conduct after the kickoff. So they were pinned back at their own 13-yard line, but they did get an 87-yard drive together, and they would cap it on the ground. Inside the 12-yard line, they're ready to go again, going without a huddle. There's Allen again. Oh, big hole. He'll walk in for the touchdown. Patron Allen untouched. And Penn State takes the lead with 11:40 to go in the half. It was 7-3, but the Wildcats came right back, aided by a penalty on Penn State for a late hit. They got it down to the 29-yard line of the Nittany Lions, and Preston Stone went to the air. First down to the 29 of Penn State, which leads 7-3 second quarter. Snap to Stone, fakes the give. Stone with time, going deep. Wilde's there, end zone, touchdown! Griffin Wilde beat his man to the left side of the end zone. A 29-yard touchdown pass, Preston Stone to Griffin Wilde, and the Wildcats go back in front. With the extra point, they were up 10-7, and they made a stop, their defense did, on Penn State's ensuing possession. But the Penn State punt was muffed by Wildcat return man Drew Wagner, giving Penn State the ball at the NU 26. They covered those 26 yards in 9 plays. Nicholas Singleton scoring from 2 yards out to put Penn State back in front, 14-10, with just over a minute to go in the first half. The Wildcats, aided by another Penn State penalty, a face mask penalty, drove 59 yards in 10 plays in just over a minute, and with just a few seconds left in the half, they made it a little bit closer. 34-yard field goal attempt here for the left hash to get the Cats within one. Here's the snap. Placement kick by Olsen on the way to the uprights. The kick is good. And with 3 seconds to go in the half, it's a one-point game here in Happy Valley. Penn State 14, Northwestern 13. And on to the third quarter we went. It remained a 14-13 game with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. The Wildcats started a possession for their own 10-yard line. They were forced to punt, but that punt turned into some good fortune for the Cats. Here's the snap, and here's the kick by Akers, and he unloads one. Driving Payton back. He muffed it. The Wildcats have it inside the 10. There's one right back at him. The Cats were on the wrong end of one of those earlier in the game, and it's recovered by Deshaun Reeder. It'll be first and goal for the Wildcats with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. And as the third quarter ended, the Cats were on the drive. In the opening minute of the fourth quarter, the Wildcats would take the lead. 41-yard field goal try to give the Wildcats the lead for Jack Olsen. 2 for 2 today. Out of the hole to Henry Helms from the left hash mark. Here's the snap. The placement kicked by Olsen on the way to the uprights. It is good. Jack Olsen is 3 for 3, and the Wildcats go back in front with 14:08 to go in the fourth quarter. Despite being pinned back on their own nine after the kickoff, Penn State would put a drive together. The big play on a third and five, a 67-yard pass and run. Drew Aller to Devontae Ross down to the Northwestern 19-yard line. Then it was Allen for 18 yards down to the one, and Aller would sneak it in from there after a couple of tries, and Penn State was back in front 21-16. The Cats were not deterred. They went 75 yards in 11 plays. They got it down to the Penn State 9. First down and goal to go for the Wildcats. The Penn State 9, 5:04 remaining. 21-16, Penn State. Stone gets the snap. Hands to Kamalafe. Burst away at the five. He's in. Touchdown. Caleb Kamalafe kept his legs moving. They thought they had stopped him. He reaches the end zone, and the Wildcats go back in front with 4:51 to go. Cats went for two but failed, so they had a one-point lead, giving the ball back to Penn State with less than 5 minutes remaining. But the Nittany Lions, trying desperately to get a drive together, actually had the quarterback, Aller, injured. He went out. They had one last gasp. Cats to get the ball in Penn State territory. If they can make a stop. Rockmeyer in cold off the bench. Sends a man in motion. Rockmeyer looking, steps up. He'll run. He won't get there. Oh, he's stopped. He gets drilled on the play by Najee Story and Aiden Hubbard. And the ball goes over on downs to the Wildcats with 3 minutes exactly showing on the clock. And from that point, the Wildcats able to run out the clock and walk out of Beaver Stadium with a very impressive one-point win.